We're going to take the time now to share a very important announcement. It has to do with celebration service. And just want to let you know that in the coming days ahead, if you have questions, Conley, who is our lay leader, as well as myself, will be more than happy to talk with you about it. But we want to keep you abreast of where we are right now. As you remember, beginning last year, our church had a sermon series based on change because we knew that with the coming of the building program, there were going to be lots of changes, and lots of changes for other reasons as well. You know, when we look at the future, we can't always tell exactly, you know, what might develop. It's like the old Polaroid pictures that we would take. You sort of look at it for a while, and you know that something's going to appear, but you can't tell exactly what it is until you wait, and then it kind of comes together. Then you have a beautiful picture. Well, beginning last year, we knew that we needed to think about the future of celebration, because when it comes time for this service to stop, in lieu of the fact that the sanctuary services would be coming down here for the reason of construction for a long season, because we knew that that would be a change, we began to think about perhaps let's just evaluate where we are with celebration, what might be the future for celebration. So a task force was put together at the end of last year. Consisted of Samantha Herring, Beth Stockstill, Brent Hubble, Conley Simmons, Nancy Edmondson, myself, Mark Easley. Did I leave anyone out? Debbie Allison. We began to meet in January, and our task was to do this, was to think in terms of the long-range future of celebration, and this would be a time to evaluate in light of the fact there will come a time when, due to construction, it would cease at 11:11 here. And so it was a big task, and they took it seriously. And our task was not to make a decision. Our task was merely to make a proposal. And the proposal that we are prepared to make is going now to the church council, and they will see the proposal. They meet on June the 10th. They go through a discernment process. The church council makes decisions on all things. But when they receive our proposal, they'll talk about it, they'll analyze it, they'll pray about it. They'll, again, take a look at the big picture of our church and where we're headed and our mission and mission and ministry, and they will make all final decisions. But I want to tell you that this task force took seriously its work. And it was a delight to think about celebration because we know how much it means to each of us. But it was also hard in imagining how sometimes difficult things need to be done. And so we have a proposal that I want you to know at first sight or first hearing, it may be difficult to see or to hear. But I want you to stay tuned because I want to show you in just a little while the bigger picture and where we're ultimately headed and while we can always celebrate. That's what we're about in celebration. We celebrate what God's done. We celebrate what God is doing now. And we celebrate what God is going to do. That's who we are as a worship service. So there is a proposal going before the church council. We have put it together in bullet form. So it's simple. It's there for you to see in detail. It's lengthy, but you don't need to see all of that. What you need to know is what our proposal is about. I'm going to invite Conley to come share with you about the proposal that is going to church council.
Good morning. As you can see on the screen, we have the five main bullets of our proposal, of the task force proposal to the church council. And as William said, this will go to the church council. They've already received it in electronic form to be disseminated to the council. The council will formally receive it from one of the members of the task force. It'll be laid on the table on June the 7th, and then they can't do anything with the proposal until August the 2nd. That is the next following church council meeting. Just in case you didn't know, they meet the first Thursday of every even-numbered month, June, August. You'll see. Our five bullets are in executive summary form, and I would ask you to look at this particular screen because the top of that one is cut off over there. is that the celebration service will retire in the autumn of 2018. The final closing service, at a date to be determined by the church council that fits in with the calendar, will be accompanied with a festive church-wide event to honor and celebrate this service and its legacy. A new Sunday school class will be created for the celebration service worshipers to enable them to remain as a community, a worshiping, serving, and caring community. FUMC Cary, we will lay at their feet and in their hearts our ministries for Otis Hardy and his Southeast Raleigh ministry and Bridge the Gap. And lastly, a new task force will be constructed as soon as possible to explore and devise the new worship option to take place just as soon as space becomes available and scheduling and pastoral staff can be acquired by the church to make that a reality. William?
Yes. We're going to make available next Sunday some handouts with these bullet points on them. But this is our proposal going forth. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to be here and worship here in this service and believe that we can trust God for the future. Like I said, that Polaroid picture that's kind of coming into play, we can't see everything. We just have to trust that something's going to be developed and something good will come out of it. Now, I'm excited about what's going to be beginning next week. We're going to start having some witnesses. Matter of fact, our first witness next week will be Samantha Herring. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to think about, do you have a witness to share about what celebration has meant to you, how God has transformed your life through participation in this worship service, and then even more importantly, what God has taught you and what you want to do about it. And so we're going to put together some witnesses that in our service we might lift that up. We always want to be about the business of witnessing and celebrating. I also want to say this, that this proposal and the things that are going on have nothing at all to do with my retirement. It's coincidental that I'm retiring. My last Sunday is June 10th. These things would have happened anyway. I do want to say this, and that is that I have many, many, many people to thank for this service, and you do too. And beginning today, and as long as we go on in here, I want us to begin loving up on one another, starting with CFX, also the task force. They've done their work to love up on people. Otis and Winella are not here today because we had the food trucks, and that gave them an opportunity to go visit some family members. But I want us to model for the rest of the church what it looks like to trust God when we face change. On the other side of change is transformation. So, I know a little bit about change because I'm getting ready to face the biggest change of my life, other than when Jesus got a hold of me and called me into the ministry. And that's retirement. Polly and I had a great week this past week at a clergy benefit seminar in Wilmington. And we prayed. We prayed for everybody involved, for Conley's proposal talk today, for everybody. And I have peace. I have peace about it. It's all going to turn out for the best. And I have peace knowing that I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do in retirement. A little list of appeared to me from Polly. And she's not here today because we spent a lot of time there and she's kind of pooped. But I want to tell you how I feel about it. And that I believe the best years of ministry for this church are just ahead. And you get to be there for it.
Amen.
And for that, I give God thanks. I want to tell you about another little blessing during the children's message. First of all, let me invite the children for the children's message.
Thank you, William.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad y'all are here today. Polly and I were in Wilmington this past week, and we went to a church on Wednesday night that my friend goes to in Wilmington, St. Andrew's Covenant Presbyterian Church. And they had a musical concert. They had musical groups to come up and sing and play. But the one we liked the most was the ukulele group. This is a ukulele, four little strings. It's a neat little instrument. It'd be a good one for y'all to start off on because it's just small enough for your hands and your arms. And I enjoyed that concert so much. Do you know what my friend did, Larry? He said, William, would you like to play the ukulele? I said, Larry, yeah. What kind of ukulele should I get? He said, well, here. This one's from Hawaii. It's called the Leilani ukulele. And he gave it to me. And I said, well, right now I don't know how to play it because the notes are kind of different. I'm used to playing six-string guitar. Okay, this is a four-string. I don't know what to do with guitar. But he gave me some instructions. He gave me some song sheets, chord sheets. And guess what? You can play this because I already can play it. I can play it already. And I'm going to play you a song. And I chose the song, God is So Good. Do you know why? Because I believe God is so good. He gave me a friend like Larry to share this with me. God gives us friends. God gives us so many gifts. And that's part of what we do in worship, is we give God thanks because He is good. So the name of the song is, quite appropriately, He is Good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me. God's so good to me. I still got to work on that. All right, who is the youngest here? Is anybody 1 year old? Two, three, four, five. All three of y'all? Okay, stand up. Stand up. I'm going to start you on the ukulele right now. I'm going to show you the C chord. Okay, you come on over here. Hold the ukulele. Okay, I want you to put your finger right there. Put your finger right there, and then put up the other fingers like that. No, just hold all your fingers up. Put your finger, here you go. Let me show you. Put your finger right there. Hold it. Now play. Play right there. All right, you come over here. Turn around. Okay. All right. Put your finger right there. Right here. Now this is a C chord. Getting you started on playing it. Hold it down right there. Ready? I'm going to help you out. All right. Now it's your turn. Okay, here you go. You can do it. Okay. Let me have this finger right here. Put it on that green smiley face. And then let's hold these others up. Green smiley face right there, and just keep it right there. right? Got it? Just hold it right there. Right. Oops. A list. Right there. Hold it. Right there. All right. All right. Okay. So what I want to suggest to you is I want you always to know that God is so good for many different reasons. And God also gives us the gift of music. And I want to encourage you to learn how to play music, whether it's a piano or a ukulele or a guitar or a tuba or a trombone or mandolin or a pipe organ or the drums or the tea kettle or the saw or whatever. Because God gives us so many good gifts. God is so good. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are so good. You give us friends. You give us the gift of family. You give us the gift of church. You give us a beautiful day like today. You give us one another. Thank you that you also give us music and that we all can play it. We all can sing. And with our music and with our singing, we can praise you and worship you, for you are so good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may go back to your seats. Let us stand as we affirm our faith. Oh, whoops. Be seated. I'm sorry. Be seated. We have prayers of the people, so let us bow our head. We'll have our word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, in a world where many would seek to damage your creation, bring hatred to your people, and show violence to your children, help us always to be grateful for the gifts of love and life and for the glimpse of transforming beauty and unending wonder. And take us now and use us well to work for the greater good in this world. In a world driven by greed and a lust for power, where the material threatens to overwhelm the spiritual, where goodness seems to fail in the face of badness, help us not to give up on righteousness and truth, to believe that you can use well the gifts we offer, that you will call forth the gifts of your people again and again. In a world where people are broken at the hands of humanity, help us to trust the healing of your blessing and love, placed even now in the hands of those who seek to face down injustice and champion human rights, who stand in the dark places with your light held high, who give glimpses of you for the sake of others. In a world where we struggle to understand pain and suffering, and most especially in the lives of those we love, we bring before you those whom we care about, those whom we embrace in our hearts, those to whom we reach out in the yearnings of our prayers. Gracious God, in a world where we can feel so insignificant and helpless, help us to know you have a place for us. Lift our spirits when we don't feel good enough. Fit us into your plan in amazing ways. In a world where so much is focused on the here and now, help us to remain bound to with those who have gone before us, to rejoice in our fellowship in the one kingdom of your love, to give thanks that from time to time we do in fact have a glimpse of eternity. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now let us stand as we affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into the dead. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
And now, please reach out and greet a neighbor, look them in the eye and say, God loves you.